So as David said, we enter these last few days, the Triduum, the last 3 days of Lent before Easter. And a thought experiment that I want to pose to you is to ask a child this question: what does a birthday mean? What does a birthday party mean? I tried this. Of course, the answer is going to depend on the age. The answer I got was, well, it depends. I guess there's lots of meanings to a birthday. So I asked the question, well, do you think about the meaning of a birthday party before you go to a birthday party? Of course not. You go to a birthday party because it's a birthday party. Now, there are meanings to birthday parties. I realize this. But I use the illustration because children are an extraordinary guide to a festival. Their instinct about a birthday party tells us a great deal about what a festival is, what it means to gather. Festivals, I'm treading into Roderick's territory, I know, are basic and foundational to what it means to be human. We find them throughout history. We find them in every culture. You might just think, by comparison, of driving a car. What's the meaning of driving a car? Well, it's geographical, and cities develop this way, and some people use trains, and some people walk and use horses. It's not foundational. It's not basic. A festival is basic. It's at the root of our humanity. And we are, in the Christian calendar, at the heart of all festival. Maundy Thursday, the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, the fasting, and of an Easter feast. Four great festival seasons that gather us to bring us into a new sense of identity. In terms of a festival, you could boil it down to really two things that they do for us. The first is festivals are celebrations of beauty. They are celebrations of beauty. If you told a group of children, it's a birthday party, we're all going to go into a whitewashed room and eat celery sticks, they'd say, you're crazy. You need balloons, and you need streamers, and you need like party hats and presents and cake. You need beauty. You need some sign of some kind of radiance, some kind of joy, some kind of extraordinary experience that tells us of the height and the transcendence of the moment. And so festivals have at their heart beauty. And I don't mean by beauty what the culture takes as pretty or decorative. Today in our celebration, we will wash our feet with water, feet, the dirty part of humanity, as we remember the creator of the world touching the feet of his own creation. It is both humbling and extraordinary. We'll drink a symbol of gruesome blood that brings extraordinary everlasting life to humanity. A broken body that makes us whole. See, it's beauty, it's effervescence, it's radiance. It's beyond description. And children instinctually get that, don't they? You go to a party for colors and candles and light to celebrate something grand that surpasses the imagination. Festivals do a second thing. They are places of hospitality, of welcome. The party, if we told these children, it's Mary's birthday. So we all want you to go into your bedrooms and think about Mary. This is silly. I want to see Mary. I want to laugh with my friends. I want to share cake. I want to be silly. I want to run outside. I want to wear a party hat. It's this festival. It's welcome. It's community. It's friendship. It is laughter. It is good. It is a place where people come and are welcome. All of the Jewish festivals, if you know the biblical law, are emphatic about the point that all shall come together, nobody shall be empty-handed, and all shall rejoice. the owner and the slave, the man and the woman, the foreigner, the sojourner who has no land, all rest and rejoice. All shall have something to give. All shall have something to eat. Oktoberfest and Applefest and Ithaca Fest. We think of these festivals. They're a place where people gather to be welcome and to celebrate. They bring us together. They share common bonds. They lower the heights and bring up the depths of demographic and socioeconomic culture. And they unite us, Paul says. When you eat, wait for one another. Corinth was having this elitist meal where the wealthy were coming and eating and drinking and getting drunk and leaving no food for the poor. And Paul is outraged. A festival is a place of beauty, a place of the presence of the Lord, and it is a place of welcome. It is a place where all are gathered, where all join hands, where all rejoice together. Our gospel reading today is what I think the genius of John. John, if you don't know, moves the Last Supper way back from the final scenes of the Passion into chapter 13. Very interestingly, after he's visited with Mary of Bethany and Martha and Lazarus, and it talks about how he loved them. Let us go to our friend Lazarus, our friend. And then John moves this scene back and he gets the disciples in the upper room. And he's eating a meal and he gets up and he does what only the lowest person of all society would do, is he washes their feet. The Jews who would have heard this story know what happens. It's a Passover feast. We're going to eat lamb and we're going to eat bread and manna and we're going to drink wine. And John interrupts that with a festival practice that's new. The King Messiah of the world will take up the lowliest position in the room and will wash with water. And then he will offer them in this meal the bread and the wine that will join them together as a community. John begins to build out what the disciples could only begin to imagine through a new festival season, a new way of life. The bread and the wine that remind us of how we are saved, the water and the feet that remind us how to live. We are one, spiritually, mysteriously, beautifully one. And we make our life and our way in this world by lowering ourselves in love and service. To eat the bread and the wine, to wash one another's feet, to transform the world for the Lord's sake. David and I talk about this. We invite you into the season, the busyness of life, to join with us in festival, to come together tonight and to wash, to take water of the Creator's hands, and for our feet in a beautiful ritual by the working of the Lord's Spirit to make us clean, for one friend to wash another friend and to be one, to drink the blood of death that gives us life, to take a broken body in our hands that make us together perfect, and to share and rejoice in a festival that brings us everlasting unity and oneness with the Lord. It is both beauty and hospitality. Come humbly, come one another, and let us celebrate this festival together. Amen.